Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents...
Guten Tag!
Makers of Milky Way candy bars welcome you to Curtain Time. The lobby is astir again tonight as a capacity crowd jams the theater. And here, as at every opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, can you tell us something about tonight's play?
I can, John, but I really don't think I should. Besides, there's the overture. So we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now, the lights will be dimmed in a moment, so let's glance at the program. Harry Elders and Annette Sargent, supported by the Milky Way Players, are starred tonight in Hometown Girl. Mr. Elders will be heard as Jeff Carter, and Miss Sargent is cast as Julie Hamilton.
Guten Time!
There's the call for the first act of Hometown Girl.
Guten Time!
The scene is the interior of Pop Higgins' confectionery store in the small town of Rockwell. At the moment, Pop is talking with Hank Roberts, a newspaper reporter who has dropped in for a cup of coffee.
Well, Hank, the high school band must be down to the hotel serenading Julie by now.
Pop, has the whole town gone nuts?
Well, I don't see no reason why it shouldn't. Ain't every day a genuine Hollywood movie star visits Rockwell, especially one that was born and raised here.
Yeah, sure. Give me another cup of coffee.
Oh, think of it, Hank. Julie Hamilton, a movie star. It seems like only yesterday she was sitting right here at this fountain having a chocolate soda with Jeff Carter. There's your coffee.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. Julie and Jeff would come in about 3 o'clock every afternoon, regular as anything. And them two sure acted like they was in love. I always figured they'd up and get married someday.
Watching kids come in here has made you pretty romantic, hasn't it, Pop?
Well, that's better than being a cynical newspaper reporter like you, Hank Roberts.
Yeah, well, all I got to say is the way this town's gone gaga over Julie Hamilton, it's pretty dumb.
Huh. What's eating you, Hank?
Well, nothing. Except I don't like to see someone come in town and use us like a bunch of yokels.
Well, now, Julie ain't doing nothing like that.
Oh, look, Pop, wise up. She didn't come back to Rockwell just to visit the old hometown.
And why did she come back?
Well, the whole thing's just a publicity buildup for her next picture, which is called Hometown Girl. She doesn't give a hoot about Rockwell or anybody in it.
Yeah, I don't believe it. She's a real sweet girl, Julie is.
Why do you think she brought her press agent with her, that guy Ace Andrews? Don't be a sucker, Pop.
Well, now listen to me, Hank Roberts. I want to... Well, I'll be doggone. Look who's coming in the door. Jeff Carter, I ain't seen you in a coon's age.
Hello, Pop. Hi. How are you? Hi, Hank.
Hello, Jeff. Don't tell me you're a member of the Julie Hamilton fan club, too.
Well, what's wrong with that?
You were one guy I thought had better sense than that.
Shut up, Hank. Well, Jeff, what'll it be?
2 chocolate sodas, Pop.
2?
That's right. 1 for me and 1 for Julie.
Julie?
Mm-hmm. You mean Julie's coming here?
Well, it's 2:56 according to my watch. She's due here in 4 minutes. You haven't forgotten those 3 o'clock sodas Julie and I used to have every afternoon, have you, Pop?
Well, of course not. I'll get busy fixing them right away. They'll be the best darn chocolate sodas you ever laid a straw in.
Jeff, you're a fast worker. Julie gets into town just this morning and you've already got a date with her.
I've had this date for a long time, Hank. 7 years, to be exact.
7 years?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Well, when Julie left Rockwell, she promised that when she came back, she'd meet me here at 3 o'clock on her first day in town.
And you really think she'll be here? Brother, what an optimist.
She'll be here.
Oh, look, Jeff, smarten up. You're not in high school anymore. Neither's Julie. She's a movie star, a big name.
Well, what difference does that make?
Well, you don't think she came back to Rockwell to drink chocolate sodas with you, do you? This homecoming's strictly business.
Business?
Sure, it's a gag. Stunt to get her some publicity for her next picture.
Don't be silly, Hank. Julie wouldn't do a thing like that. You just don't know her.
Neither do you. You haven't seen her in 7 years. She's bound to be different.
Nope, not Julie.
Okay, have it your own way. But if you'll take my advice, you'll go back to that farm of yours and save yourself a big disappointment.
Julie said she'd meet me here, and she will.
Five will get you ten. She isn't here by 3 o'clock.
That's a bet.
Hate to take your money this way, Jeff, but there's the town hall clock now. I'm not the type to say I told you so, but...
Jeff!
Julie!
Well, I'll be...
Oh, Jeff, darling, I knew you'd be here.
And I knew you wouldn't forget.
Hi there, Julie.
Oh, Bob, how are you, Bob?
fine, Julie. Well, now, let me take a look at you. Just as I thought, prettier than ever. And I got a couple of chocolate sodas waiting for you, too.
Oh, you're wonderful, Pop.
Yeah, back in the back booth where you two can be alone.
Come on, Jeff.
Coming, Julie. And so long, Hank. Don't forget that $10.
You'll get your dough. But what I said still goes.
Here you are, right here. Now, if there's anything else you want, just holler.
Thanks, Pop. Well, now.
Oh, Jeff, don't sit there.
What?
Don't sit on that side of the table. Come over here and sit by me.
Oh, sure. That's a swell idea. Oh, gee, Julie, you're even more beautiful than I imagined.
Oh, Jeff, it's been so long.
7 years. And I thought you'd forgotten all about, well, about Rockwell.
Oh, how could I forget Rockwell?
Julie, why did you come back?
Why do you think I came back?
I don't know. Hank Roberts said... Oh, skip it.
The reason I came back is that the mountain wouldn't come to Muhammad. So, hello, Mountain.
Hello, Muhammad. But, Julie, you're not married or engaged or...
Hardly.
Well, why do you say it that way?
Jeff, you don't know what it's like to be a movie star. I can't do anything, not even get married without C.G.'s permission.
C.G.? Who's C.G.?
C.G. Harrington. He's head of United Studios.
Oh.
He can fire me if I get married without his permission. It says so in my contract.
And is that the only reason you haven't got married?
Well, that and... The fact that the right man hasn't asked me.
Well,
And believe me, when and if the right man does, C.G. can take his contract and jump in the lake.
Julie.
Yes, Jeff?
I think I'm going to kiss you.
And I think it's about time.
Oh, darling.
Hold it, Julie, hold it!
Oh.
Hey, what is this?
Boy, oh boy, what a picture that'll make.
Now, see here, Ace.
Look, you, what's this all about?
The newspapers will gobble it up. I can see the headlines now. Movie star gives old high school beau a break.
Ace Andrews.
Look, who are you? What's the idea?
Maybe we ought to get another shot, Julie. One where you don't look quite so enthusiastic. After all, this is supposed to be a friendly little kiss just for old time's sake.
Ace, how did you get in here?
The back door was open, so I walked in.
But I told you.
Oh, sure, I knew there'd be good copy floating around here. And where there's good publicity copy, that's where you'll find little old me.
Julie, do you know this guy?
Does she know me? Look, bud, I'm the guy who put Julie in the spot she's in today. The name's Andrews. Ace Andrews, Julie Hamilton's publicity manager.
Publicity manager?
Oh, honestly.
I suppose you're Jeff Crowder, huh?
Julie, is this true? Is he your press agent?
Yes, but...
I see.
No, you don't, Jeff. You don't see at all.
You told him you were coming here.
Oh, yes, I told him,
and you told him about us and about the chocolate sodas. Boy, you must have got a big laugh out of that.
Oh, Jeff,
I bet it sounded pretty silly after 7 years in Hollywood.
If you'll just let me...
Kid stuff. But good publicity. Hank was right.
Right?
Yes. Oh,
what do you mean?
He said your visit to Rockwell was nothing but a publicity stunt.
Oh, no, honest, Jeff. You can't believe
and
that.
And all
I...
that kiss meant to you was a good publicity picture. Why, anyone who'd pull a trick like
now,
that...
Now, just a minute, Carter. There's no point in getting sore. Sit down and drink your soda. Have another one on me and...
Thanks. I'll have this one on you.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, Jeff, wait, don't go. Jeff! Ace Andrews, I told you not to come here. I told you how much he meant to me.
Save the lecture, will you? Here I'm covered with ice cream, and how am I going to get this stuff off of me?
You can lick it off, you dog.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Annette Sargent with the Milky Way Players. And now, John Weigel.
The next time you're hungry for the taste of truly fine candy, just treat yourself to a Milky Way candy bar. You will enjoy every bite of a Milky Way from the moment you first open the crisp wrapper and notice that enticing scent of fine, pure milk chocolate. For in each enjoyable mouthful, you taste a thick milk chocolate coating, a golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and a soft chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk. all melt together to make each bite of a Milky Way a thrilling treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
The call for the second act of Hometown Girl, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. Julie Hamilton, the movie star, came back to her hometown of Rockwell. Jeff Carter, her old boyfriend, thought she was the same girl he used to know. But he changed his mind when Ace Andrews, Julie's press agent, snapped a publicity picture of Jeff and Julie kissing in a booth in Pop Higgins' confectionery store. Well, now, the next day, we find Jeff walking along the corridor of one of the upper floors of the Rockwell Hotel.
501, 502, 503. Believe me, if she doesn't have something to say about this...
Yes?
I want to...
Oh, hello there. You're Jeff Carter. I recognize you from the picture in this morning's paper.
Where's Julie? That's what I want to see her about.
What?
This picture in the paper. I've just thought of a couple of more things she should know about herself.
Well, I'm sorry, but Julie's busy. I'm Mildred Evans, her secretary. Is there something I can do for you?
You can tell Julie I want to see her.
But I told you she's...
You tell her I want to see her.
Now, come, Mr. Carter. Let's not be pugnacious about this.
If I want to be pugnacious, I'll...
Oh, well, in that case, come in. You can wait here.
Thanks.
If you feel like chewing on the rug, go right ahead. It belongs to the hotel.
But why can't we tell people the truth, darling? Why must we keep our love a secret?
You know the answer to that as well as I.
Hey, what's this?
I don't care about anything anymore except the fact that I'm your wife.
She's his wife.
But, darling...
I want the whole world to know we're married.
Married? Julie and Ace Andrews? Why, of all the lying, deceitful, two-faced...
Oh, what was that? Is there someone in the other room, Mildred?
Yeah, your old high school flame, and boy, is he burning.
You mean Jeff? But why didn't you tell me? Jeff!
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you, and
what?
He's...
Oh. He's not here. He's gone.
Good. Come on, let's get back to work.
Get me my coat, Mildred. I've got to find him. Oh, dear, I wonder why I left.
Look, Julie, you've got work to do. CG's going to start shooting Hometown Girl the day after you get back to Hollywood, and you've got to know your lines. Now, let's go over them again.
That can wait.
It can't wait. Not if you want to stay in Hollywood. Or don't you care?
That's what I'm going to find out from Jeff.
Well, look who's here. Hiya, Jeff.
Hello, Hank.
What are you doing in the lobby of the Rockwell Hotel? Been up to see Julie?
Listen, Hank. If you're a friend of mine, you'll never mention Julie's name in my presence again.
Oh, come on, Jeff. Don't keep on being sore about that picture. Julie's okay. It's just that guy Andrews.
What difference does it make? It's all in the family.
Family?
Yes.
I don't get it.
They're married.
What? Married? Julie and Andrews?
Yes. It wasn't bad enough that she used me for a publicity stunt. She had to lie to me, too. She had to let me think that she... That we... That... Then all the time she's been secretly married.
Oh, but she can't be married. She's got a contract that says...
I don't care what her contract says. I just overheard her beg Andrews to let the whole world know they were married.
Yeah?
Yes.
Is this on the level?
I told you, I heard it myself.
Well, I'll be darned. She wants the whole world to know she's married to Andrews, huh?
That's the way it seems.
Ha-ha. Well, I'm just the guy who can do it for her. Oh, brother, what a story this will make.
Julie!
Ace, what are you doing here?
I've been looking all over for you for the last 2 hours. I never realized a guy could do so much walking in a small town.
Well, what is it, Ace? Is something wrong?
Plenty's wrong. Come on. Let's get a taxi back to the hotel.
Taxi! I've been looking every place for Jeff. I was just going into Pop Higgins to see whether he...
Come on, Julie. Get in the cab.
Oh, but Ace,
get in. Rockwell Hotel, driver. So you didn't find Carter, huh? Well, that's too bad. I'd like to get my mitts on that joker.
Ace, what's the matter with you?
If you read the newspapers, you'd know. This is what's the matter. Read that headline. They sure get the paper out fast in this jerk town.
Julie Hamilton reported secretly married to agent. What, Ace, this is ridiculous.
I've got another name for it.
But where did they ever get such a fantastic story?
From Jeff Carter. Who did you think?
From Jeff? Well, how do you know?
Read the story.
You mean that Jeff...
He peddled that story to that reporter, Hank Roberts.
Well, why?
To get revenge. He knows about your contract, and he's trying to get even for that picture I took by ruining your career.
Why, of all the mean, nasty things to do. So, he thinks he can ruin my career, does he? Well, he won't get away with it.
Look, Julie, when CG sees that story, you'll be as washed up in Hollywood as a dirty shirt on Monday morning.
Hello?
Hello. Put Andrews on the wire.
Oh, Mr. Harrington. Yes, Mr. Harrington.
Tell him?
He's right here, Mr. Harrington.
Then put him on the phone.
Yes, Mr. Harrington. It's Harrington, and he wants you.
Why didn't you tell him I was out?
Because...
And what am I going to tell him?
Look, he's calling from Hollywood, and...
I still got to know what I'm going to tell him.
Well, why don't you try being original? Tell him the truth.
CG never believes the truth. Yeah, but say, maybe you got something there. I'll give it a try. Hand me the phone. Hello, CG.
Look, Andrews, what the devil is going on? What kind of a publicity man are you?
Well, I...
On the back page of this morning's paper, there's a picture of Julie giving some local yokel a kiss. That's good stuff. I like it.
Well, thanks.
And on the front page, there's a report that you and Julie are secretly married. Is that true?
If I tell you the truth, CG, will you believe it?
Of course I believe it, if it's the truth.
Promise?
Stop stalling. Is it the truth or isn't it?
No, it isn't.
You're lying.
CG... C.G., you promised you'd believe me.
I promised I'd believe the truth, not lies.
But it is the truth.
Can you prove you're not married to Julie?
Of course I can prove it.
How?
How?
Yes, how?
Well, by, I mean, we could, that is, there's all... Hold it a minute, C.G.
Mildred, C.G. wants me to prove that Julie and I aren't married.
But you can prove it.
I can? How?
It's perfectly simple. All you have to do is, Well, what I mean is you could...
Yeah.
You could...
Be original, she said. Tell him the truth, she said.
Hello, Andrews.
Listen, C.G., you've just got to believe...
Shut up. I just had an idea.
About what?
About how you and Julie can prove you're not married.
Well, for the love of Pete, let's have it.
And not only will you prove that you're not secretly married, but you'll help the publicity build up for Hometown Girl at the same time.
Yeah, I will?
It's simple, but it's solid. All Julie has to do to prove she isn't married to you is to marry somebody else.
Marry someone else? But who?
The guy in the picture who's kissing Julie. You know, what's his name?
Jeff Carter?
Sure. Star of Hometown Girl marries Hometown Boy. What do you think of that angle? It's a natural, isn't it?
Well, sure, but you better talk to Julie about it.
Julie? What's she got to do with it? You're her agent, and I'm giving her my permission to marry Carter.
But maybe she doesn't want to marry him.
If Julie doesn't want to marry him, it's because she's married to you.
Well, now, see,
and if she's married to you, she married without my permission.
If you'll just...
And if she married without my permission, she violated her contract.
Yeah, but, see,
and if she violated her contract, she's fired. And if she's fired, you're fired, too. Understand?
Yes, C.G.
Okay, then get going. Get Julie married to Carter.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Annette Sargent with the Milky Way players, here is John Weigel.
For many, many years now, a Milky Way candy bar has been a traditional after-school or middle-of-the-day treat for candy lovers of all ages. For in a Milky Way, you enjoy a rare flavor combination of the choicest candy ingredients, a thick milk chocolate coating, a golden layer of the smoothest creamy caramel, and a rich chocolate nougat center, abundantly flavored with real malted milk. It is this combination of the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, and soft nougat that gives you that rare taste blend found only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
here's the call for the third act of Hometown Girl, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. A false story got out saying that Julie Hamilton had married Ace Andrews, a press agent. And as a result, C.G. Harrington called Andrews from Hollywood saying Julie had to prove she wasn't married. She could do that, he said, by marrying Jeff Carter, her childhood sweetheart. Well, now, a little while later, Ace talks to Jeff in Julie's hotel room.
Well, Carter, that's it. The whole thing's a mistake, a misunderstanding, and I'm to blame for it.
And the conversation I overheard was really just Julie rehearsing the lines for her new picture?
Here's the script. You can read it yourself.
Well, gee, Andrews, I guess I owe you an apology.
You can skip that, Carter. But Julie, well, she's pretty broken up over this.
She is?
Well, that's putting it mildly.
Look, Andrews, where is she now?
She'll be here any minute. You know, Carter, she thinks an awful lot of you.
Well, I think an awful lot of her.
Okay, why don't you do something about it?
Huh? What was that?
Carter, why don't you ask Julie to marry you?
Gosh, do you think she would?
How can you tell if you don't ask?
But what about that contract of hers? She has to have her boss's permission.
Don't worry about Harrington. I'll handle him.
You mean we could get his permission?
It's a cinch. Leave it to me.
Hello, Ace. I guess that I... Oh.
Julie.
Jeffrey Carter, you've got a lot of nerve coming here after what you've done.
Julie.
After lying, after deliberately and maliciously...
Hold it, Julie. The whole thing's been a misunderstanding. Jeff didn't mean any harm.
Oh, he didn't he?
Julie, I heard you rehearsing and... Well, I thought you were talking to Ace.
Is that the truth?
I swear it, Julie.
Oh, Jeff, I should have known. Darling, will you forgive me?
I will if you'll forgive me.
Oh, you know I will. Oh, Jeff, darling.
Julie... There's something I want to ask you.
Yes, Jeff.
Ace, would you mind...
Not at all. Go right ahead. Don't mind me.
What is it, darling?
Julie, will you... Will you marry me?
When?
Right now. Today.
Oh, you've got a date, Mr. Carter.
Hey, that's great. It's colossal. But look, I've got a phone call to make. I'll only be a minute, and then we'll celebrate. I'll use the extension in the other room. Don't go away.
Oh, Jeff, darling. Kiss me.
Oh, Julie...
Oh, darling. Darling, if we're going to be married today, I've got a million things to do.
And while you're doing them, I'll call the Justice of the Peace and tell him we'll be there at 3:00, okay?
Oh, it's perfect.
That's right, C.G. It's all set. Carter thought it was his idea all the time. He proposed and Julie accepted.
Hey.
Fine, Andrews. Now get busy on that publicity angle we talked about. Star of Hometown Girl marries Hometown Boy. Play it for all it's worth. It'll mean an extra million at the box office.
Well, I'll be...
Jeff, what's the matter? Why are you looking at me like that?
So, you're still playing all the angles.
Well, what are you talking about?
Is there anything you wouldn't do for a little publicity? Anything at all?
But Jeff, I don't understand.
Drop the act, Julie. You understand, and so do I now.
Oh, but, darling...
Star of Hometown Girl marries Hometown Boy, huh? That's right, it isn't a bad angle. But you'll have to find yourself another sucker.
Oh, Jeff, please, what is this all about?
Julie, I stooged for you once, and once is enough. Goodbye.
Jeff! Oh, Jeff.
Well, Jeff, sure is good to see you. Well, you've got to be quite a stranger around Rockwell the last few months.
I've been pretty busy out on the farm, Hank. How's the newspaper business?
No kicks. But say, is this the first time you've been in town since Julie went back to Hollywood?
I said I'd been busy.
Yeah? Busy doing what? Trying to forget Julie?
Look, as far as I'm concerned, she's forgotten.
I get it. But you know, I heard Ace Andrews had to do some pretty tall talking to keep Julie from getting fired.
That's so?
That's what I heard. But she kept the lead in Hometown Girl, and she's terrific.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen it?
Nope.
Well, brother, you should.
Why?
Well, because there's one scene in it that's positively the nuts. It's right at the end of the picture. It's a close-up of Julie, and she's looking right at the audience, just as though she was talking to somebody out there.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, say, the picture's playing right here at the Rialto. How about seeing it?
Oh, thanks.
What's the matter? Afraid?
Afraid? What should I be afraid of?
Of seeing Julie and getting all tied up in knots again?
Are you kidding?
I am not. Jeff? You're still in love with her.
You're crazy.
Okay, if I'm crazy, prove it. Here's the theater.
What would seeing a movie prove?
5 will get you 10. It proves you're still in love with Julie.
That's a bet.
Good. I'll get the tickets. 2, please.
Okay. Come on, son. This is one bet I'm going to win.
Here are a couple of good seats, Hank.
Yeah, okay, Jeff, you grab them. We're getting right in at the end of the picture. And that scene I told you about's coming up.
Why don't they say something?
Well, they will. Give them a chance.
Darling, what's happened to us?
Get a load of this, Jeff.
We've been such fools. We've let such little unimportant things come between us.
Oh, isn't she terrific? But pipe that leading man. Boy, what a jerk.
You two, quiet, please.
Oh, sorry, lady.
But how can you ask me to forgive you after the way you have deceived me? Do you not think I have any pride?
Doesn't it mean anything that I love you? That I always have and always will? Darling, I need you. Please say that you'll take me back.
No, I cannot. My pride, my self-respect.
Is that your answer too, Jeff?
Well, I don't know. Julie, where did you come from? Where did you come from?
Hank and I changed seats. You haven't answered my question, Jeff.
Oh, for heaven's sake, please be quiet.
I need you. I want to be with you for the rest of my life. Take me in your arms. Kiss me. Tell me you'll never let me go.
Julie, I...
Yes, Jeff.
Julie, I'll never let you go.
Honestly, you'd think people would have more consideration for others than... Why, of all things, he's kissing her right in public.
They ain't holding hands, sister.
Dear me, it's positively shocking.
Yeah, it sure is. And it's a lot of fun, too.
The curtain falls on the last act of Hometown Girl. Another curtain time play brought to you by the makers of Milky Way Candy Bar. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elders as Jeff Carter and Nanette Sargent as Julie Hamilton. The supporting players were Betty Hammer, Sidney Elstrom, George Caesar, and Forrest Lewis. The script was written by Ken Pettis. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Here are the stars of Curtain Time with a word about next week's play.
Well, Pat, next week, Nanette Sargent is a man-hating scientist.
And Harry Elders is a magazine writer who conducts a little experiment.
And then, what happens?
Well, all we can tell you now is that the play is called Positive Reaction.
Well, I'll be around to watch the experiment. Thanks and good night, Nanette Sargent and Harry Elders.
Good night.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Milky Way Candy Bars present...
Good time!
Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is WMAQ, Chicago's number one station. 7 p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time.